The Face of Trespass by Ruth Rendell, read by Rick Jerram. Before. The new Member of Parliament finished his after-dinner speech and sat down. He was not, of course, unaccustomed to public speaking, but the applause of these men who had been his schoolfellows brought him a slightly emotional embarrassment. Accepting the cigar which the chairman of the Feversham Old Boys Society was offering him covered for a moment this disturbance of his poise, and by the time it was lit for him he was more at ease. "Did I do all right, Francis?" he said to the chairman.
"You were absolutely splendid. No platitudes, no dirty stories. Such a change to hear a crusader against social outrage. It almost seems a pity we don't have capital punishment any more, so that you could abolish it."
"I hope I wasn't a prig," said the new member quietly.
"My dear Andrew, you left-wingers always are, but don't let it worry you. Now, do you want another brandy, or would you like to circulate?"
Andrew Lord refused the brandy, and made his way to one of the tables where his former housemaster sat. But before he reached it, someone tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Congratulations, Andy, on the speech, and your success in the by-election." "Jeff Denman," said the MP, after a moment's thought. "Thank God for someone I know. I thought I was going to be stuck with old Scrimgeour there, and that foul fellow Francis Croy. How are you? What are you doing these days?"
Jeff grinned.
"I'm fine. Now that I'm knocking 30, my family are getting over the disgrace of my driving a van for a living. So, if you ever feel like moving house to live among your constituents, I'll be happy."